Okay, we are holding Chelek Beis, Perek Beis, Ois Hei. So, in the beginning of this Perek, the Ramchal has explained to us that the tachlis of Olam Hazeh is to prepare a community, a kibbutz, that are going to be right to come to Olam Haba. He explained that, number one, it's impossible for everyone to be zaycha to that, so you have to go with Raiv. And also, even in a person himself, he explained, the person's made up of Taiv and Ra, it's impossible for him to be completely Taiv, so therefore it has to be that he will get his Einish, or his purification for that Ra, before he gets to Olam Haba. So either it could happen, he said, either in Olam Hazeh, or it could happen in the Olam HaNeshamos through the Inyan of Gehenim and other types of Yisurim. But the Iker is, the Iker Schar that comes is La'achar Tchiyas HaMeisim, like he's spoken about Barichas throughout the Sefer. So Noisei continues and he says as follows, V'hinei, Kishetamik Oiz Bo Inyan, Tire Shemuvar HaYoiz Inyan Ze Nimshach Api HaMishvot Pardin K'moish HaZacharnu. One delves into this, he will see that besides four, that this inyan of understanding this is al pi hamishpat v'hadin, because he explained that every action has to have something, has to get, it's either schar or it's einish. There's nothing that happens that just we ignore. So therefore, if a person is made up of taiv and ra, even if he's raiv taiv and he's zaycha taiv l'mavo, but he has to get einish for the ra. Besides for mishpat and din, this is a just way of it happening, it is also miyusad, its foundation, it's based al pi hametzius, on the metzius of an adam who is a nivra. What does that mean? Kinei kvar biyarnu shehamaisim atoivim matzimim heim ba'adam. We explained that when a person does maisim taivim, they become a part of the person. They make him stronger. Begufa yuvenafshoi. Mitzius shleima umayla. That's what brings a person to perfection. That makes him a shalim. That gives him a mayla. It's his maisim taivim. That gives him shleimus. Behafkam, and the opposite, ha-maisim haroim, matzimim boi mitzius achirus. Bechisaron. Through maisim roim, a person becomes dark, murky, chisaron. Everything is within exact shear according to the actions, no more, no less, everything is exact. So if you think about it in that way, he says, someone who's a tzaddik, and by definition a tzaddik is a lot of ma'asim tovim. A lot of ma'asim tovim brings to him of sheer gadol, of zayar, of shine, of mailus. Ach mitzad acher. So that means his metzias is a metzias of a lot of zayar, a lot of maila, a lot of shleimus. Ach mitzad acher. Mipnei miut ma'isim roim she'also. There are some ma'isim roim. Hinei nimsa v'itaroivet k'tas choshech v'achirus. So man himself has a mixture of some darkness, some achirus. So calls man, he is this mixed up thing. He is not muchan, he is not ready, mitzad himself, and he's not hagun. In other words, he's not the prop. This is not the proper state of being davuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Al kein, gazar hachesed ha'alyayim, sheyimotze leitzeiruf. It's not only, what he's trying to explain is not only mitzad ha-mishpat v'hadin, meaning because the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't let anything in this world that's for sure done ayidei bechira to go unpaid, sai l'tayv and sai l'ra. So even if we dan a person acharoiv and he's zaycha to make it to olam atzchiyah, to where the dveikas of Hashem is, but he must get judged for the parts of the things he didn't do tayv, that's mishpat and din. Here he's saying Api the Metzias. A person's job in this world is to purify himself, to become a shalem, to become davuk in the Ravina Shalom. Maisim Roim are darkness. They dim it. They make it that he can't be davuk in the Ravina Shalom to his complete ability. Even if his Maisim Toivim warrant and give him that ability, but they're darkened, they're blocked by his Maisim Haroim. So therefore, the Ravina Shalom was gazer with his Chesed Ha'elyon. There will be a purification. This is chesed. His einshim are chesed for him, because they purify him. It's not chas v'shalom nikama that the Rebbeinu Shalom is taking. It's a chesed for the person, because through it he'll become now able to be davuk to the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'uchlal ha'yisurim, and that is what the general yisurim are. Yisurim have many different parts to it. There's Yisuri HaGuf, there's Yisuri HaNefesh, there's all different types of things. But Shasham Yisbarach Shmai B'Skulasa, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam put in them, they have a special skula to them, Lahasar Me'ayse Ha'adam Achirus Ahu, that they remove that Achirus. Which, to understand that means, we understand Yisurim could bring a person to tshuva. We understand that Yisurim are machnia a person. But just because a person is nichna and he does tshuva doesn't necessarily mean that he got rid of that achirus. So he did tshuva, he moves on. He's not doing the bad thing anymore. He's saying Yisurim, besides for all that to bring a person back to where he's supposed to, they also have in them a special skula. And that is Lahasir Me'oise Adam Achirus Ahu. That suffering will remove the Achirus of those Maisim Haroim. V'yishar Zach Uvohir Mukhan Lataiva Bizman Haroi. And then he'll remain pure. He'll remain pure, Uvohir, and clear and shiny. Mukhan Lataiva Bizman Haroi. Ready for the Taiva that's going to come after Tchias HaMeisim. But this is the preparation. According to the amount of achirus that a person got through his actions, is how much yisurim he's going to need to purify, to clean himself. It's possible that physical yisurim won't be enough to remove this achirus. But there's still an option. There's still the possibility of Yisurim, but a different type of Yisurim. Yisurim Nafshim. Yisurim Nafshim could be Rachman al Islam in Oilam Hazeh, the Yisurim Nafshim, and in the Oilam of Neshamis, after death, there's Gehenim, and those types of Yisurim are also Yisurim of the Nefesh of the person. This is just a general rule. It's divided up into many, many different details. There's no way for man to really get an understanding of all them. We don't know from a lot of them. We don't know what it means. However, we don't know the cheshbonos. We don't know what does it mean. How much achirus there is? Why this amount of yisurin takes care of this much achirus? Why this avera gives this much achirus? We don't understand what it means. The idea we have to understand, but this is the general idea. But there's many pratim, which number one is not really our business. It's that's the way the Rebbeinu Shem set it up. We have to know the idea, like everything that we've been talking about.
What's the difference between yisurin nashim and yisurin gufanim?
What do you mean?
What's the difference between the two?
Gufa are physical. Mafshim could be...
Could be mental.
It could be... Mafshim just could be tsar and those types of things. They're not so physical.
Achein harishayim hagmurim heim oisam shenitzatzim bo bo'itzim ra maseim.
Now, we are talking about till now people who have made it. They're on the level of making it to the Eilam Atchiyah. However, they got to get rid of the Ra. But then there are Rishayim Gemurim. We said the goal is to separate those people who are not going to be Roy to make it to Dveikus. They're going to be Nevar. And the people who are. So what are these Rishayim Gemurim? Heimaisam shenisatim bo bo'itzim ra maseyim achirus kol kach godo v'choshech kol kach ra. The amount that they have made themselves, the amount of achirus, the amount of choshech, is so great and so vast that they have brought about in themselves through their actions, ashenishchasu begufam v'nafsham be'emes. Not only has their nefesh, because we've said this before, and that is that the ma'isim of a person are not only l'taivas or l'rachas v'shalom of his nefesh, of his ruchnius. The person's guf also becomes pure. It becomes a different person. And therefore, the other way around, the rishayim gemurim, there's so much achirus and so much chayshech that their guf and their nefesh has become so nishkas. And as we explained also, that the pshat is, he's become such an ish gufni. When a person gives in to his ma'isim haroim and he gives in to his tavis, he's having the guf overcome his neshama. His guf becomes more megushimdik. Our job is to make it that his guf should become more ruchni. His neshama purifies his guf, makes it less to a degree. In Olam Mazeh, there's no way to get it pure, back to pure ruchnius, but to purify the guf to a degree. However, if he becomes more of a gufni, he becomes more gashmi, he becomes so much so that it's impossible for him to be davuk by yisparach. V'hinei. So those people, they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it to the Eilu Matzchia. But v'hinei efshar sheimotzu v'yodim ksas ma'isim taivim. But it is possible those people are going to have some ma'isim taivim. So we just said before, everything has to be paid. Avalhein ma'isim, but obviously, the actions that they have that are ma'isim tovim, sheba loisim b'moizne tzidka yisbarach, when they go up on the scale of the Ribbono shel Olam, eina machriyim espaleim letzad hatov amiti klal. It's obvious they are not strong enough against the ra on the other side to be machriya that the person should end up with tov amiti. We go with Roy, with the majority. The majority is Lutayv, he makes it. We pay him back for his Maisim Ronim. If it's the majority, and the majority doesn't always mean in countless and amounts, it could be in Eichas too. However, again, it's Moizne Tzidka Yisparach. He knows how to weigh it. We don't know how to weigh it. But somehow, if the Ra is Machriya more than the Tayv, no one's completely Ra, they don't have any Tayv them at all. That Tayv is not enough to bring them to the Eilam Matzchia. Loi mitzad kamusam, like he said, loi mitzad echusam. Not mitzad the kamus, the amount that he did, and not mitzad the echus. Sometimes you could do a few mitzvahs, but those mitzvahs are so done in such a madrega, they're done so well that they are themselves are so chashuv. Ki hare ilu haya machriyim ha'isay lezeh. Obviously, if they would be so strong, kfar loi haya nakshavim rishayim gemurim. He'd be the other side. He wouldn't be from the rishayim gemurim if the toiv was good enough to be machriya that's the scale. He wouldn't be a Rasha Gomor, he'd be in the other group. The group that needs to be purified will be purified, will eventually get to the Matzav of Taif. But that's not this person. These mice and Taif they have are not enough. Okay, kidei shalaitia midas hadin loika. It can't be, we don't want that midas hadin should be loika. Shisharu ma'isim elav v'ligamul. Again, the same idea. Just like ma'isim aroim, for the roiv taiv people have to be paid back. For the roiv ra people, they did do some ma'isim taivim, not enough to help them make it, but they did some. So we have to pay them back. Huchem she'inoselam scharam b'ilamazek k'maisha zacharnu. We mentioned before that just like tzaddikim or roiv taiv people could get their einish and ilamazek, the roiv the rishayim gemurim, who aren't going to make it to Olam Atchia, so but they'll get their schar in Olam Hazeh for the ma'isim that they did. V'nimtza aschusa hukala. So now they got their schar, so there's no more schusim. V'ena magia la'atziya la'atzim b'em shumai la'midis. And therefore, once they get their schar, it's not going to help them get to any my la'midis, any my la'nitzchias. It's not going to help them. And the obvious question and the famous question that's asked is, doesn't sound really fair. Schar is in the Eilam Atzchiyah for a mitzvah. And over here he does a schar, and you give him schar in Eilam Hazeh. How are you going to give him schar for Ruchnius in a schar Gashmi? It doesn't sound really right. And the most famous answer given is, Chazal tell us that there's a difference between, there's two psukim in Tehillim. One says, Ki gadol ad shamayim chastecha, and one says, Ki gadol me'al shamayim chastecha. One sounds like the Rabbi Hashem's chet is only until the shamayim, and one sounds like it's above the shamayim. Says the Gemara, Kan ba'isin l'shma, kan ba'isin shalai l'shma. If you do a mitzvah l'shma, then it's me'al shamayim. Shalai l'shma is ad l'shamayim. And the way Reb Dessler explains, is that, what does it mean a mitzvah shalai lishma? He's doing it for Olam Hazeh. He wants to have covered, he wants to become rich. He's doing it shalai lishma, not ashamed of the mitzvah. He wants to get all the fringe benefits that could come with a mitzvah. But he doesn't really, he's not interested in doing it lishma, meaning l'tachlis nitzchias of Olam Haba, getting tzar in Olam Haba. A person's mitzvah is the importance that he gives to it is how he'll pay back. If he gives the weight of the importance of the mitzvah is Olam Hazeh, so obviously to him that's the currency he likes to use. So the Rabbi Nisham says he gets paid back in Olam Hazeh. Ad Shemayim Chasech, a person does a mitzvah lishma, means not interested in Olam Hazeh. To him he's interested in Olam Haba, so the currency he gets paid back is Olam Haba. So it's true, we haven't really answered the question. You are really getting paid tzchar gashmi for something that's a mitzvah ruchnius, but that's the way you wanted it. That's the way you made your bed. That's the way you wanted it for that, so that's the way you're going to get it. The Rabbi Nisham says that's the way you want it, you'll get it that way. So the Rishayim, who, again, this may not answer, maybe they did one mitzvah lishma, if they know what's going to happen in that situation, this answer doesn't work for that. But it sounds like you could assume that most of the taivas they're doing are not going to be. If they're Rishayim Gemurim, that means that their ra is so bad that there's no way out of it. Probably, we could assume that any mitzvahs they did were not so lishma. And therefore, it's possible to say that that's why they'll get paid back in Olam Hazeh. Obviously, there's other answers to this question, which I don't know offhand, but I do remember there are other answers. And obviously the Rabbi Nishal Olam, who's being so careful here that the Mishpat and Din should be paid back exact, he'll figure out the Cheshbon that he won't owe him anything. But that's the Indian over here of the Rishayim Gemurim, again, won't be paid back. I'm sorry, they won't, the Taiv, they're never going to make it to the Olam Hatchiyah to get it, so they get an Olam Hazeh, and that's it. They have no tainus. V'amnam oid prat acher ikari moid yesh binyan hazeh. There's another prat here, another detail, an ikar in this inyan. V'hu. Ki hine bekibbutz hashleimim shezacharnu sheyialot elavoy. Again, we're trying to get together a kibbutz, a community, a gathering, a group, who are going to come together in the Olam Hatchiyah, los elavoy. Ein hakavana shiukulim b'madrega achas v'mayla achas v'yasigu asoga achas. Let no one think that once we get to the group, we're all going to be the same there. No. We're not all going to be in one madrega, or they're not going to be in one madrega, or b'mayla achas. They're not going to get all the same hasagais that there are in Olam Haba, in all the inyanim ruchnim. The Rabbi Nishalayim said that where is the edge? Where is the lowest madrega you could be and still make it into Olam Haba? Pirush Hashir Hayoser Pachus Sheba Yisdabkus Bo Yisbarach Vano Bishle Musay. In Olam Haba, there's Madregas in Hana. There's Madregas in Shleimus. The Rabbi Nishal Olam, when he set up what Olam Haba is going to be, he said, this is the lowest amount of Dveikus, Shleimus, Hasagis, Hana, whatever word you want to use, that is in Olam Haba. It's not going to be, it doesn't go down to nothing. There's an amount. Now, how much do you need to get to that amount? So the Rabbi Nishon was misader. Whoever's actions get to this amount, they get to the lowest amount of Hanan Olam Haba. Meaning, they could get in. They could get in the front door. The Rabbi Nishon set up what the front door is, what the door prize is, what everyone gets on the way in, and what you need to have to get there.
And if you have that shear, that means you have a ticket now to get into this kibbutz called Olam Hatchiyah. You get in, you'll be one of those who get Nitzchiyus of Tainug with the Rabbeinu Shalala. But if you don't even reach that, those are the Rishayim. They don't make it in there. That's it. They're gone. But the more you're zaycha, the more you accomplish here, the farther you'll get there. You'll be greater there. You'll have a bigger mila there. You'll have more hana. You'll have more dveikus, because it's not equal. It depends on the action. There's a minimum that everyone needs to get there. But once you're in, you can get farther and more, depending on the ma'isim. V'hi haya me'ayna katzati yizbarach shi'i adam atzmei baltuba legami. Part of the Rabbeinu Shalom's etza, part of his plan here, was that the amount I get is dependent on me and no one else and nothing else. I am baltuba legami. I'm in charge of my destiny, as they say. I'm in charge of my toy. Bein mechlal, bein beprat. Pirish, shaloidai shaloyizke la toiva la achar sheisigoi ba'amoloi. Not only do we say you have to earn it, do this, you have to work hard and earn it. Okay, but once I earn it, I'm in. No. Alafilu pratachelik shiutamai. That's what it means, bechlal. Bechlal means that in the general thing, I have to earn it. I mean, I got to work hard and I have to earn it. Bepratachelik shiutamai means, but then what am I going to earn? I don't just earn it. What I earn, that depends exactly on my actions. Exactly the amount I earn is the amount I'm going to get. Your madrega is exactly what you chose for yourself. Whatever you chose, meaning how much you chose to do in this world, and how far you wanted to get, that exact, you put yourself exactly where you're going to be. And therefore, in that kibbutz, no one's going to be equal. There's going to be Elyonim, higher up ones, and there's going to be Tachtonim, there's going to be Gedolim, there's going to be Ketanim. Aval lo yia legoyve malas adam v'shiflusoy. Legado l'ketanusa, siba acheres elahu atzmai. Who's going to be the one who's responsible for his maila or his shiflus, his gadlus or his katnus? Him himself. There's no way for him to have tarumas, any kindness on anyone else. You don't have kindness on anyone else. And even if the pshat is, other people helped you out with your ma'isim harayim. Other people helped you out. And they enticed you maybe to do averas. However, at the end of the day, it's your choice. Your choice, you're the one responsible for it. You're the one responsible for it. They'll get their einish. Nothing's going to get, not the pshat, that they won't get an einish for helping you out in your avera. But at the end of the day, everyone has bechira. And if you have bechira, you're making your spot for yourself in the olam hatchiyah. No one else is responsible at all. V'hinei, al pi asherish hazeh, according to this, that a person, so to speak, makes his own bed, timsa oit hafana gedoyle bedin ha-maisim. We'll find something else when it comes to judging the maisim. Lishpoit oisam sheroi shetagia toldeisam loseis li'ilui lo'odam v'kimut ha-shleim v'shetacharnu. V'shir ha'ilu sheyitnu. Meaning, that the judgment that he's going to get on the actions is what's going to give him the ilui, where he's going to be on what level in that world. We have to understand, not every mitzvah that a person does is something that is ra'i for him to get paid back in the olam hatchiyah. Till now, it seemed to be a given. You rive tayv, you make it. As long as you make it into the minimum. You earned it. I did my actions, I earn it. Lefi, how much taiv I have, or how good my taiv was, or whatever the cheshbon is where I'm going to end up. I'm going to be high, I'm going to be low, where am I going to be? But it's not so simple. Not every action is an automatic ticket, or a tziruf to my roiv that's going to make it that I get there. Some maisim, according to the way Hashem judges, they're not enough. He didn't do a mitzvah well enough. It's not enough. It's a very shvacha mitzvah. It's not enough to give you anything in the olam of the next world. A person could get himself paid back for it in the olam hazeh. We find, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Shemachas v'shalom kibo rabbi olamai. Said, I'm worried that maybe you had it so good in this world. So maybe you got all of your schar ready in this world. What do you mean? He got all the schar, really worried that his rabbi got all of his schar in this world. I thought schar is in the next world. If you do maisim taivim, it's in the next world. For Rishayim, they get their schar in this world. Mama, his rabbi wasn't a Rasha. The answer is no. Who knows what our actions are? A person could do a taiv his whole life. Perhaps the taiv wasn't good enough. He could get a schar in olam hazeh. Meaning, he'll make it into the olam hatchiyah perhaps. They say, I did so much good. Why am I only in the front door here? I'm only in the hallway of the olam hatchiyah. I should already be in the main dining room. I should already be in the main ballroom. Look at all I did. No, we're sorry. You made it in. All those actions, you know what? They were good, they were wonderful. They weren't enough to get you any farther in this world. But it's not fair, I did that. Yeah, you got your scar. You had a nice life. Yeah, you got your scar by Lamazer. Biktane Hakibutahu. It's possible he'll be in the Ayla Matriya, but he hasn't done the right things that will earn him a mile over there. It's similar to the Rishayim we mentioned before. They get all this schar here and get nothing. But they're different. Those Rishayim, their ma'isim ha'tayvim are not enough to even make it into the next world. They get everything in this world. They get no nitzchias at all. Ve'elu, hinei kfar ma'isim ha'giyam ha'isim ha'nitzchias. These people we're talking, they have enough to make it in. Ve'afilu she'itzarech lo'em tziruf nafshi rav ma'oid. Hinei al-kopanim yeshom chelek b'sharas ha'nitzchi. And even if they need to go through the purification of Yisurim Chas v'shalom, of Gehenim, but they're going to make it. There's going to be something left for them. However, it's possible that they're only going to get a small chalek. The mitzvahs that they did are not enough to get them a big chalek. And a lot of their payment they're going to get in olam hazeh. Shiluhaya hadin. If din would be, if we would say there's no way for them to get schar in olam hazeh, so all their mitzvahs would be paid back over there, and they would be on a very high madrega, because they have to be paid back. However, since there is an option of payback in olam hazeh, and since really those mitzvahs are not so strong to really give them a high madrega olam haba, so therefore they get paid back. They'll make it there, however, they'll get paid back in this world.
Till now we explained Yisurei Tzadikim in Olam Hazeh, that's they're being purified for this part of their Averis. There's Shalvas HaRishoyim, they're getting this schar. There's Anshim Nafshim, it's all a preparation. Ach Toivas HaTzadikim Olam Hazeh Nimshechas Al Derech Acher. Toivas HaTzadikim, obviously not payback for their mitzvahs. There's also such a concept. That's a different way. Because according to the rules we set up, it sounds like they're getting this schar. Later on in this chelik we'll talk about the chol zeh shebiyarnu kviyakaitu v'asheni akvoli shezacharnu la'achana.
He started off saying that there were two parts. And the first part is preparing a kibbutz, a klali, a group of people to make it Olam Haba. The second detail, that when we talk about a person and his actions, an individual, that's different to and we'll talk about in the next parak. So here we've explained that a person is responsible for himself. Everything a person does, he's preparing himself to be part of this kibbutz, hopefully, to make it into Olam Haba. Once he makes it in, it also depends on what he did. And a person has to realize, according to his kaichus, is how he's judged. There's the famous Gemara. It talks about Al Yainim and Tachtainim over here. Rav Moshe in Darash Moshe, Moshe Feinstein in Parshas Va'era. So it says over there, who Moshe v'Aaron, who Aaron and Moshe. So Rashi says that l'lamed sheshkulim heim. Sometimes it's Moshe, it puts Moshe first. Sometimes Aaron l'lamed sheshkulim heim. So there's various answers to the question: how could it be that Aaron is shakul connected Moshe? L'kam yitzokim Moshe. Moshe was the greatest that there ever was. So there's various answers, but the way Rav Moshe says it is that Avada Moshe Rabbeinu is much greater than Aaron. But Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled his potential to the fullest, 100%, and Aaron also fulfilled his potential to the fullest, 100%. No one expects Aaron to be Moshe. Rabbeinu Shem wants Aaron to be Aaron and Moshe to be Moshe. Both of them were shakel because they both reached the highest they could reach. And Rabbeinu Shem says a beautiful word after that. The Gemara says one of the Amiraim, I forget who it was, once fainted, got sick, was in a coma. And when he came back, his father asked him, "Where were you? I was in the Olam Mamas. What did you see there?" "Oyainim lamata v'tachtoinim lamala." He said, "I saw an Olam Hafuch, an upside down world. Elyainim, people in this world who are Elyain, they're very high. In the next world, they were very low. They were tachtoinim. The tachtoinim in this world, people who don't seem to be much in this world, over there, they had a very high madrega." So he told him, I think the Lashon was Olam Bara Ra'isa. I think he saw a clear world or a true world. I don't remember the exact Lashon. So Baisha says, it sounds like he was wondering that he saw a funny world. He saw, as if we don't know this is Olam HaShaker, just because like someone seems to be something big here means he really is. And the next world is it. There's no Sheker over there. It's Olam HaEmes. There's nothing to do over there. There's no Sheker over there. So what was so hard for him to understand that the people over here were in a different place over there? So he explains and he says as follows. If he would have seen the Al Yainim over there on a low Madrega, and they had a badge on them that said, "We are very low," he would have understood it. Yeah, they looked very high over here, and over there they're very low. And the Tachtainim over here, they're in a very high Madrega, and they say, Mareinu Harav on their back when they're called up for an Aliyah and Olam Hamas, because they're very chashuv. That he would have understood. But what he didn't understand was, he saw someone who in this world was very big, as a big Talmid Chacham, a big Tzaddik. And he was on a lower Madrega in that world. Lower than someone who in this world didn't look like such a big Talmid Chacham. And people were still calling the one on the lower Madrega that he's a much bigger Talmid Chacham. He's bigger than the one on top of him. She said, "I understand. If he's bigger, let him be on a higher Madrega. If the one on top is lower, let him be on the lower Madrega. How could it be that he's saying, you are a Tachtain, but we're still calling you an Elyain? The Elyainim, they're still known as Elyainim." And the answer is very simple. Because everyone has a potential. That's what he told them. Olam Bara Risa. Everyone has their potential. You could have someone who has a vast potential. And he became a big Talmid Chacham. He became a big Tzaddik. He became whatever. But in what he could have done, he only used 40% of his potential. Then you have someone who doesn't have such great potential. You know what? He wasn't born with the greatest mind. The Rebbeinu Shem wants everyone to be who they are. So, he used his potential. He said a couple of Mishnayos. He learned some Tillim, some Enyangas. He used his time wisely. And he used up 60% of his potential. So in the Olam HaEmes, he's going to be on a higher Madrega. Not because he knows more. The guy on the bottom knows much more. But he did 60% of his job. And you did 40% of your job. The Rebbeinu Shem sent everyone, and this we're going to see this a little bit more in detail in the next parak, but just to show the inyan of elyanim and tachtainim, but it's going to come out more in the next parak, because every person has their job, every person has what they could accomplish. And just because one accomplished a lot, doesn't mean they accomplished what they could accomplish, or even a minute amount of what they could accomplish. Again, nobody knows what their potential is, but a person always has to keep on striving for more. But that's what he told him. Elyonim lamata v'tachtoinim lamala. I don't understand it. The answer is yes. The guy on the bottom, on the tachtoin, we still know him as an elyon. He knows more. He did more, however you want to phrase it, than the one on top. But in what he could have done, he could have done much more. The Rebbeinu Shammah's for potential also. Again, no one knows what their potential is, but every person has to strive for it. Every person has nisyonos, which could take him this way or that way. Moshe Rabbeinu sees a snare, right? And what does he do? He turns. He goes to see what it is. What happens if he wouldn't have turned to go see? Would have seen something? Okay, very nice, I'm busy. Have a nice day. Mepharshim say, side of Ali Musa say, the Beskarav says, you have all sides of the spectrum over here. He would have remained Moshe, Rayat, Zayin, Yisrael, Chaisnai. He would have remained Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Rayat Zayin. He wouldn't have been Moshe Rabbeinu, will it come Navi Yisrael, Kamoshe. He grabbed the opportunity. Vayar Hashem Kisar Lirai. He said the same thing with Elisha and Elio. Elio is looking for a Navi. He finds Elisha. He's plowing the fields. He says anything to him? No. He throws his Adartai on him, it says over there. Right? That was the cloaks of the Nevi'im. He didn't say a word to him. He could have gone. He had all his fields. He was busy plowing. No. But he left and he ran to do it. He would have remained the same. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, we never know what it is, but every decision a person has to makes, he has to think to himself. It could be a small thing, but where is this leading me? Is it going to lead me in 20 years, 30 years down the line, I'm going to look back and say, you know what, if I would have turned the other way. It was a small decision at that time. But when you're going on a road, you may veer off a trap. At the moment, it's a little bit, but eventually it starts going. And a person is judged for his potential. Everyone knows the story, but this day, a famous Nitziv story. Everyone knows the Nitziv, right? They would have gone up, and the Rebbeinu Shalom would have said, I like your shoes, but where's your Hamik Shayla? Where's your Hamik Dover? Where's all the things that you did? Your Shiva Velazhin, where were you? What do you mean? I'm a shoemaker. No, you could have been. You could have been. And a person is mons for that. We don't know, the Rebbeinu Shalom mons for that. It's a scary thing. It's a scary thing. Again, person has to hope he's doing the right thing. We never know. But in every decision, every time a person does something, there's a shlemus to it. A person has to think about their potential. Think about what they could do. Because in the Olam Emes, I think I even remember hearing once of art, it says by Aaron HaKohen, also it says by the Mata, it says, Vayotze Perach, Vayotze Tzitz, Vayigmol Shkeden. Right? So over there also, I think somebody, why don't you just have the Shkedim, when you have to have every step of the way? Because not everyone has the ability to be the Shkedim. Some people are the Yetzir Perach, some people are the Yetzir Tzitz, some of them, but they're the same Schar, they're on the same Mata Aaron. Everyone has to know, everyone has to try their hardest with the idea where we're going to do a mitzvah lishma, to try, this is my potential, what could I do, how could I get grow in my Avodas Hashem, and hope. That our neshama is winning over our guf. We have a mechama. That's what this whole sefer is all about. There's a mechama. We hope the neshama is winning over the guf. We hope, number one, that we realize there's a mechama. That's what we always said. We hope we realize there's a mechama. When you know there's a war, at least sometimes you can win. If not, not. So that's the union over here, the Yainim and the Tachtainim. Okay, let's just start the next part a little bit. Bashkocha v'ishis. Hinik hikvar hikdamnu. She'inyan ha'avoida she'nimsor la'adam talui b'ma she'nivru ba'ilam in yoni tayv in yoni ra v'husam ha'adam b'neam livchor le'es ha'tayv. We already explained man's job. He's put in this world with tayv and ra, and his job is choose the tayv. V'ulam prati in yoni ha'tayv rabim. That's very general, but the details are a lot. Are many v'chein prati in yoni ha'ra in yoni ha'tayv in yoni ha'ra. Ki aloi kol mida tayv v'michlal ha'tayv. Now again, this is a general rule. Every mida taiva is part of the taiv in the world. Ra, and the opposite, the ra in the world that a person's put here to choose between, mida is raisa them. Now, that is b'derech roi, because as we know, the lashon of midah is a lashon of a measurement, and that means there is nothing really that is ra b'tachlis, that is totally, purely ra. There's no way to use it at all the time. It's b'midah. For example, he continues, derech mashal, ha'gaiva echad min yani hara. Gaiva is a bad thing, as a general rule. But by yigvali by bedarchi Hashem, there's an Indian of gaiva when it comes to avaydus Hashem, to use the gaiva, the type. At the same time, v'hanava, anivas min yani type. But there's anivas that's ra also. Shmuel told Shaul, right? Shaul was being such an anav, but was too much of an anav. He ended up, that was the end of his whole kingdom, his whole malchus, because he was too much of an anav. He was too much listened too much to the. So this is more the way he's saying here in a general way. But derech klal gaiv is bad, anav is good. Harachmanus min yani atayv. Each of these things, I don't have to go through them to show how they're not completely taiv, completely ra. Al derech haroy. Rachmanus min yani atayv. Hapko achzarius. Ha'istapkus v'asimcha b'chalkoy. Being mistapek, being sameach b'chalkoy min yani atayv. V'hapko min yani hara. Not being happy is from the yani hara. It seems that they say that there's two things here. There's istapkus and there's simcha. Sometimes a person is mistapik b'muot. Doesn't necessarily mean he has simcha in what he has. He's satisfied with it. He understands what he has. He deals with it. Sameach b'chelkai is a higher madrega. Sameach b'chelkai is that a person understands that the Rebbeinu Shem gives chelkai, everything that he needs. So what do I need more for? It's a simcha. The Meshech Chachma in Parashas Va'era, when he talks about Mamash Derech Aga, when he talks about the Dal Kaisis and different things, Dal Shana Shagula, he says the Indian of benching is, besides the Indian of Emunah, as we've said many times, of being marked that the Rebbeinu Shem gave the food, it's also the Indian of Istapkus. Because we know the Chalta V'Savata Midarayis Yom Lichayev, when you're satisfied. Midarabonon Yichayev, when Bashir of a Kedayis, a Kebayis, a Machlaikis, right? That's why the Malachim asked Rabbeinu Shalom, why are you so nice to Klal Yisrael? It's not fair. I mean, you're going out of the way. So he says, they go out of their way for me, because they even bench on a Kedayis, on a Kebaya. So the Meshech Chokhmah says, the Indian of benching on less than the Shir is the Indian that I'm mistapik with what I have. I don't need Tzviya. I'm going to be stopping. When I'm Saveya, okay, I have all that I need. I thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. When I thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, when I, in my mind, obviously if I have it, that's what I need. In my mind, I think I need more, but I'm happy with what I have. That's Istapkus. Saying there's a higher madrig of Simcha B'chalkai. Could be that's also, that's to be able to bench with that Simcha. That's really Simcha B'chalkai. Sharuim limatei v'lipo efsharusa mechay kenoishias l'fiat tachlis soikri shezacharim b'mkaymai. Each of these midas have their place in mankind, according to the way the Rabbi Nisham wants it to come out the tachlis soikri in this world. V'imtziyosam b'chol b'chinai seyam, and he brought them here in all different ways. There's, for example, chesed. Person can do chesed b'kuf, b'mamun, b'makshava, b'diver, b'maisa. There's so many b'chinois of all of these things. There's tzibay seyam, u'misay b'veyam. There is things that bring you. For example, a leiv toiv could bring a person to chesed. Running after kavod could bring a person to gaiva. There's different things, sibos, that bring you to these things. And there's things that are results of them. That are results of all the different midas. B'chalam islav alohem, and everything that comes along with them. For example, part of chesed, how do you do your chesed? Do you do it save upon your face? Do you do it because you have to do it? That's the things that are accompany the midas. V'chakev sherusim v'adam k'may shekatavti, and each of these things, a person has the ability to use them, to have them, each and every one. V'amnam l'shiyimatzu kaleila inyanim hutruchu matzavim shayinim ibnei adam shekulam yiyev nisayim lahem. since all of these things are found, a person has to have different stages. Mankind has to have different stages to be a nisayon for these things, to be able to choose. A person has to be in a situation where he has a choice, the good or the bad. Derech mashal. If there'd be no ashirim or no aniyim, there wouldn't be place for a person to have a choice to have rachmanis on the ani or an asur. But now, a rich person is tested with his riches. Will he become haughty from his ashiras? Or is he going to use it to just run after havli olam hazeh? He has his avodas b'riyus farach. V'im im kol asher ya'anav v'nichna, if with his ashiras he'll end up being an anav and a nichna, umayis behavli olam b'baycha b'tarav avoda, those are the choices. V'chein kol kayyitze b'zeh, because there are all these midas and all of these ideas, a person has to have choices. Choices means there has to be different levels, different situations, different ideas in the world that people should be able to choose. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue next week. Mm-hmm.